feedback. Okay. You mentioned that next week you're going to have a country dance. What happens if
Well, everybody goes for a good time and good music, and they just have a good time there, you know. They don't have them too often, you know, but I think over here about 4 years, something like that, they have, and then over Recluse they have about that many, too.
How big is Recluse? Is it as big as...
It's bigger than Spot North.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, there's quite a few families live there. They're all relations, but... There's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right there at the store, there's about 4 families. And then around there, there's several. Most of them are Odie Colemans, and then, of course, the kids got married and got different names, you know. But
So all the Odie are staying there pretty much? Or
The older generation pretty much stayed there, but they're about all gone now. There's only one left that I know of, maybe two, but there's only one left that lives over there. And he lives in town, but he's up in his 80s someplace.
Is that James?
No, James, he's a year or so younger than I am, I think. You know, Herman's still alive, but I don't think I've known him all my life, and he don't know me anymore, you know.
I see.
He's getting pretty bad.
But at these dances, do they have a live band there?
Yeah, they don't have the same one that played for our anniversary. It's from Newcastle.
Uh-huh.
And they're just as good as the Grand Ole Opry, I'll tell you.
What's the name of that band?
Dunn, I think. I think Dunn, as they call it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
But
do they play requests or?
Yeah, they'll play requests. Yeah. They got a fiddler on there. And he said, I think he started learning to play when he was 8 years old. God damn, he can play. He'll put that bow between his knees, run the fiddle up and down the bow, and put it behind his back. He puts on a show.
And about how many people are in that band?
3.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's good. And do they have food there?
Yeah, they sell supper, midnight.
Well, it goes that late?
Well, it goes from probably 2 o'clock in the morning.
On a Saturday night. Huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Well, they used to have country dances around here when I was a kid. Well, they'd have them in schoolhouses or an old vacant house or something, and. Well, they dance till daylight. You have coffee and cake, go home.
go to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Just before I left last time, you mentioned a little about earth moving equipment. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell me about the different types that you coined.
Well, of course, they got the late modern stuff now, you know, to move with. But then in the olden days, they used slips and Fresnos. That's all there was.
Uh-huh. And what?
That's what this highway was built first time, with just horses and Fresnos, you know.
How big are they, and how big of a team do you need to draw?
Well, you had 2-horse Fresnos and 4 horses. And 4-horse, I think, they figured you moved a yard at a time. About a half a yard with the other one, if you knew how to run the Fresno.
That makes building a highway pretty difficult.
Yeah, but hell, they built the railroad that way, too, through here, you know.
With a Fresno. Now, what's the size relationship between a Fresno and a slip?
Well, a slip is kind of a backbreaker to run, you know. You load it, and it's got 2 handles on it. But it don't hold near the dirt a Fresno does.
So did every farm have one of those?
Yeah, pretty near everybody had one around. Either had a Fresno or a slip or something, you know.
Now, did they have different kind of horses for pulling those?
They're more draft horses, yeah.